由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a joy and a delight for us to know that you are tuning in to listen to this program.
我们很开心你能够收听今天的天路导向。
We have begun to talk about a series of messages entitled The Point of the Story.
我们正在进行一个新系列的信息，叫做故事的精髓。
And we began from Matthew chapter 13.
我们在看马太福音第十三章的故事。
And we talked about the parable of the wheat and the tear.
这个故事是讲到有关麦子和杯子的比喻。
In the last broadcast, we told you that we're going to discuss what it is the wheat, which is a good seed, what it means in the parable.
在上次的节目当中，我们曾经讲过，我们要看看麦子在比喻里面表示什么的。
So let us first review.
所以让我们先来复习一下。
Whenever Jesus told a parable or a story, each story has a specific point that Jesus wanted to make.
每次当耶稣讲故事或者讲比喻的时候，他总是要展明一个要点或者精髓。
And that is why we are calling this series The Point of the Story.
这个就是为什么我们会将这个系列称为故事的精髓的原因。
Last time, I also divided the story into 5 sections.
如果你记得的话，在上次节目的时候，我将故事分为五个部分。
First,
第一个部分是
The field which we learned meant the world.
田地，我们知道这个田地是代表世界。
Second,
第二样
The two sowers, Jesus is the owner of the field and Satan is the enemy.
两个撒种人当中，耶稣是农场的主人，而撒旦就是他的敌人。
Now we have the final 3 sections.
而在以下的节目当中，我们将要看看剩下的三个部分。
Number 3,
第三样的部分就是
The two crops,
两种的农作物。
Number 4,
第四个部分就是
The two questions,
有两个的问题。
And number 5,
第五个就是最后一个部分是
The two harvests,
两种的收成。
Last time, we started discussing the two crops.
上次我们刚刚开始讨论两种的农作物。
The Son of God sows wheat in the fields.
神的儿子去播撒一些麦子。
And his enemy comes in and sows look-alike wheat, but it is weed.
而他的敌人来到的时候，他播散一些的杯子，就是杂草，但是他们是好像麦子的。
This weed has no value.
不过这些杯子杂草是毫无价值的。
But Satan does not only sow his false seed out of pure malice.
但是撒旦这样做不单只是出于单纯的恶毒。
But he also sows his false seed as a form of revenge.
而是他撒这些杯子的时候，他是想报复。
Which brings us back to the wheat or the good seed.
亦都让我们回去看看这一段的经文。
In the parable of the sower, in Matthew 13, the seed was the word of God.
在马太福音第十三章撒种的比喻当中，麦子，这些好的种子，是代表神的话语，就是神的道。
Here in this parable,
在这个的比喻当中，
the wheat or the good seed is the product of that precious word.
麦子或者好的种子乃是这个宝贵话语，就是圣道的产物。
When the word of God is received and understood and obeyed,
当神的话语就是圣道被接受、被理解、被遵行的时候，
The word of God produces the children of the kingdom who are good wheat.
神嘅道就能够去做出一啲好嘅麦子，就系神国度嘅子民。
My listening friends, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地听我去讲。
This is very important as we apply this story in our lives.
这个对我们将故事和我们生命的结合是非常重要的。
The Lord has a purpose.
主有一个的目的。
And it is the Lord's purpose to sow His redeemed ones into this world of sin, sorrow, and suffering.
祂将这一群得救的人去杀入去这个充满罪恶、忧伤、苦难的世界里面是有目的的。
Someone may ask, why does God allow this?
有人会问，为什么神会容许这样的情况啊？
Why would He not make these things look different so we can tell the difference at a glance?
为什么他不将好和坏的东西区别出来，让我们一眼就看到啊？
I want to tell you why.
让我来跟你讲为什么。
It is so that we may bear fruit.
这样做是其实为了让我们结果子。
It is that we may bear witness in the midst of the weed.
让我们能够在卑子、在杂草当中作主的见证。
So that we may be a light in its darkness.
让我们就好像黑暗当中的明光那样。
And if you are unhappy and complaining about where you are planted, I want you to remember this.
如果你对你自己被种的地方不开心、不满意的话，请你记住。
You did not plant yourself where you are.
你不是栽种的人。
Unless where you are is the result of sin.
除非你的境况是罪的结果的话，
God planted you there.
否则就是神将你放在那里的。
The sower has planted you there for a purpose.
撒种人将你种在那一道，其实是有目的的。
The sower has planted you there for a reason.
其实是有理由的。
My advice to you is to find out why you are planted where you are planted.
我的建议就是你要找出你为什么会被人放在那里。
Whatever corner of the field you find yourself sown, Jesus has planted you there.
因为无论你被撒在哪一个的角落里面，都是耶稣亲自将你种在那里的。
Why?
为什么耶稣会这样做呢？
In order that you may bear much fruit.
因为他想叫你多结果子。
And that brings me to the fourth section, which is the two questions.
而这一度就到我们第四点的问题里面了。
The servants of the landlord asked him two general questions.
雇工问主人两个问题。
Question number one.
第一个问题是，
Sir, did you not sow good seed in the field?Where did the weed come from?
先生，你不是撒了好种在田里面吗？为什么会有杂草卑子的？
Question number two.
第二个问题是，
Do you want us to go down to the field and pull out the weed?
你要不要我们落田去掹走那些杂草啊？
In asking these two questions, the servants are raising the age-old questions that people are forever asking.
这两个问题正正就是人类自古以来都在问的东西。
Why was the serpent allowed to enter into the Garden of Eden?
为什么神要允许蛇进入伊甸园里面呢？
Why was Judas permitted to be counted among the 12?
为什么犹大能够成为十二门徒之一呢？
Why was the early church about to be wrecked by false brethren?
为什么在初期教会那里会差点就被假的弟兄破坏呢？
Why does God allow sin and sorrow to exist in the world today?
为什么神会允许罪恶和痛苦在这个世界呢？
I can give you all the standard answers, but I will make it simple.
我能够为你提供所有的标准答案，但是我会尽量去简化他们。
If you are a weed, you are going to continue to ask these questions.
如果你是一棵卑子，是一棵杂草的话，你就会不断去问我正话讲过的问题。
Why?
为什么我这样讲呢？
Because if you are a wheat and not a weed, you would have understood the power of God that is available to you to triumph over the weed of Satan in this world.
因为如果你是麦子而不是卑子的话，你就会明白神的大能会带领你胜过撒旦在世界上面的卑子。
The servants were anxious to get down to business and clean up and pull out these evil weeds.
在这个比喻当中，雇工很急于去拔出那些可恶的卑子，希望能够清理门户。
That is natural.
某程度上咁样系好自然噶。
That's what I want to do.
而且我都想咁样做噶。
I want to pull evil weeds out of the world.
我都想将呢一啲邪恶嘅卑子除去。
But the wise landlord says no.
但系嗰个有智慧嘅主人就话唔好。
Here is what Jesus said.
就系耶稣咁样讲过嘅嘢。
Let them both grow.
耶稣话：让两样一齐去成长。
Let both good and evil exist together.
让美好同埋邪恶去并存。
Let my children live in the midst of Satan's children.
让我嘅孩子同撒旦嘅孩子一齐成长。
Let my people shine in the midst of darkness.
让我嘅子民喺黑暗当中发光。
Let my own stand tall among the weeds.
让属我的子民能够学立鸡群。
Let my children be a rebuke and a testimony to Satan's act of wickedness in order to gather evidence for the day of judgment.
让我的儿女能够成为撒旦罪行的控制和见证，让他们能够成为撒旦未来在审判台前的罪状。
And when the time of separation comes,
而到了分别麦子和卑子的时候，
My angels and not men will do the separation.
不再需要人，而是会由我的天使来分别两者。
Jesus' angels will do the judging.
就是耶稣的使者会来做判断。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么会这样呢？
Because our judgment, even at best, is flawed.
因为我们的判断，就算是最好的，都是不完全的。
And this brings me to the fifth and the last part of this story.
而这件事就带出了我今天要讲的第五点，也都是故事的最后一部分。
The two harvests.
就是两种不同的收成。
In Matthew 13:41,
在马太福音第十三章第四十一节，
Jesus said,
耶稣这样讲，
The Son of Man will send out his angels and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil.
人只要差遣使者将一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他的国里面挑出来。
These angelswill be able to distinguish between wheat and weed.
这些天使是知道怎样去分麦子和卑子的。
They will not make a mistake.
他们不会犯一个的错误。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我去讲。
No one is going to end up in hell by mistake.
没人会被错误这样钉入去地狱。
And no one in hell is going to say, I got a bad deal.
没一个在地狱里面的人能够这么说，我真是倒霉了。
or this is not fair.
或者话真系唔公平啦。
No,
完全唔会咁样做噶。
They will know that they are there because they got themselves there.
佢哋会知道佢哋之所以喺地狱里面系因为佢哋自作自受。
The angels are going to distinguish between the wheat and the weeds.
天使会嚟分辨乜嘢系麦子，乜嘢系稗子。
First,
第一样我要讲嘅系
，They will gather the weeds and bind them up in bundles and burn them.
佢哋会搜集咗嗰啲稗子，将佢扎埋一扎，然后用火烧咗佢。
And then gather up the wheat and put them in the barn.
然后收集嗰啲麦子，放佢哋入仓库里面。
But I want you to watch and see how the angels quickly gather up the weeds and bundle them together.
但系我想请你特别注意天使究竟系点样，好快咁样拣出啲稗子，然后将佢扎埋一扎。
Because religion is not just believing in God.
因为信仰唔系单单只系相信上帝。
Jesus said,
耶稣曾经讲过话，
After the gathering and the bundling of the weeds, then comes the destruction of fire.
当你揀好，然后再绑好啲稗子之后，就要用火嚟烧尽佢。
God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world.
神已经定咗一个日子嚟审判世界。
The entire course of human history has been set toward the day of judgment.
人类的历史终要在那一日做结束。
In the book of Revelation,
在启示录当中，
it said that the final judgment of all of the wicked will take place at the great white throne.
他曾经提到过，上帝会在白色的大宝座前面作最后的大审判。
So what is the weed then?
在那个时候究竟边个先至系稗子呢？
The weeds symbolize all of the lost souls who have been deceived by Satan.
其实稗子就系预表咗嗰一切被撒旦欺骗嘅人。
It's going to be a swift operation.
这个将会是一个雷厉风行的行动。
Please listen very carefully.
请你仔细去听我讲。
The furnace of fire and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth all describe the horrors of hell.
燃烧的烈火、哀哭、切齿都是爱来形容地狱的可怕的。
The furnace denotes the fierceness of the torment.
烈火表现了残酷的折磨。
The wailing symbolizes the anguish in which these people will be.
哀哭体现了这一群人极度的苦痛。
And the gnashing of teeth is a graphic way to describe the state of despair in which they will find themselves.
咬牙切齿磨牙的形象则是描述了他们的绝望。
My listening friends, please pay very close attention.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地留意。
I want to talk to you who are wheat just for a moment.
我想跟那些是麦子的人讲一分钟的话。
To those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to tell you this.
对那些已经认识耶稣基督的人，我想话俾你听。
If you understand the point of this story, it ought to radicalize your prayer life.
如果你明白这个故事的精髓的话，它就会对你的祷告生活有很重要的影响。
It should radicalize your ministry and your witnessing.
它甚至可以推动你去做更加多的侍奉和见证。
Why?
点解我会咁样去同你分享呢？
Because that's what awaits those who have rejected the Christ of God.
因为这些人的例子就是那些拒绝神的儿子的人所要面临的事。
But what a different harvest awaits the wheat or those who are in Christ Jesus.
但是如果你是在基督里面生活的话，你会有完全不同的收获，完全不同的光景。
When Jesus returns, he will gather all of the wheat from the fields of his world.
因为当耶稣再来世界的时候，他会聚集所有的麦子。
From every tribe and every nation and every tongue.
不分种族，不分国界，不分语言。
He will gather them together.
耶稣会将他们聚集在一起。
What a glorious gathering of the ransom that is going to be.
对我们来说，这个是一个非常荣耀的盛会。
Let me now speak to those who are weeds in this story.
如果你是在这个故事当中的卑子的话，
Those who have never surrendered their life to Jesus Christ.
你仍然未将你的生命交托给主耶稣基督。
It is not too late for you to come to Christ today.
其实在今天你再回到他身边并不是太迟的。
It is not too late for you to go from being a weed of Satan to becoming the wheat of Christ.
如果你想今日由撒旦的卑子变成上帝的麦子，你仲未迟噶。
Will you come to him before it's too late?
唔知你愿唔愿意喺仲嚟得切嘅时候翻翻去主嘅面前呢？
Every grain of wheat who is hearing my voice today was once a weed.
因为今日听到我哋天路导向节目嘅每一粒嘅麦子，都曾经试过系一粒嘅卑子。
I was a terrible weed until one day in 1964 when I surrendered my life to Christ and I became a wheat.
我以前都系一粒非常可怕嘅卑子，直到1964年嘅某一日，我将我嘅生命交俾基督。那个时候开始，我才能够开始成为一粒的麦子。
Sinners can be made saints.
罪人都可以成为圣人。
Lost can be found.
失丧的可以被寻回。
Children of the devil can become children of the king.
魔鬼的孩子可以成为万王之王的儿女。
The Bible said,
圣经曾经这样讲过。
Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
今日如果你听到主的声音的话，请你不要再硬着心。
You may never have an opportunity to do this again.
因为可能你再没有机会这样做了。
Because in the day of judgment, it will be too late.
因为如果你等到要审判的日子才悔改，实在是太迟了。
God is welcoming you today.
今日神已经要迎接你。
God is waiting for you today.
今日神要等候你。
God is speaking to you today.
今日神要呼唤你，同你讲说话。
Will you come to him today?
你愿意去到他面前归向他吗？
I pray that you will.
我们盼望你会这样做。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。我哋今日会同大家分享一首嘅诗歌，歌名叫做《荣耀的你》。
从你的身影看见主多么的美，从你的心内散发出。真的为你向主感恩赞美，主使用你在这世代，要彰显主的荣美。
从你的生命看见主多么的美，从你的心内散发出基督。 独向起，真的为你向主感恩赞美，主使用你在这世代，要彰显主的荣美。主说他正在差遣你，从每天生活遇到许多不公理，然而你却坚守活出基督的真理。主真的欣赏你，勇敢不放弃，主使用你在这世代，要彰显主的荣美。主说他正在差遣你，主说他何等的珍惜你，深爱着你，
深爱着你，
赐给你，
赐给你
荣耀的美。
在这个世代，主要使用你，因为主要让你成为祂的器皿，彰显主自己的荣美，让我们的生命能够散发出基督的香气。如果你明白今天我们所讲的题目故事的精髓的话，我们就看到在今天所分享的麦子和杯子的故事当中的精髓，就是讲到我们要做跟随主的麦子，活在这个世界上去作盐作光。麦克牧师曾经写过一本书叫做《击倒了站起来》，我们很希望在今天的节目当中亦都能够送出这一本书送给你。如果你在你的生活当中曾经有很多面对的困难，曾经跌倒过，不紧要，最紧要你企翻起来。只要你写信给我们索取，我们就会寄上这一本小册子送给你，或者你可以发个电邮给我们，我们亦都会同样送上这一样的礼物。我们的电邮地址是 liangyou， 就是良友的汉语拼音 at liangyou.net。我再重复一次，是 liangyou at liangyou.net。 你只要写信给我万峰，或者写信给麦克牧师，索取这一本《击倒了站起来》，我们就会寄上这一份礼物给你。如果你有任何的对基督教信仰有疑难或者有查询的话，亦都欢迎你随时写信给我们。我们今天天路导向的节目时间又是差不多，欢迎你下次同样时间收听我们的节目。愿神大大赐福给你，再会。